This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program. Today, I'm reporting to you from the famous Louisiana Museum of Modern Art, which is just north of Copenhagen in Denmark. The Louisiana has a wonderful special exhibit up of a painter new to me, Gabriela Munter. Her fame used to be as Russian painter Kandinsky's partner, but feminist art history scholars have brought her out of the shadows and into the light, where her bold colors and strong compositions belong. Munter's lifespan was 1877 to 1962, and she's categorized as a German expressionist. But I'm looking at a painting of a steam shovel with this bulky black bucket and cross cables dividing the painting into color zones. Men are at work excavating a cliff. Shapes are outlined in black with intense contrasting areas of color. A new road was being built through her town for the 1936 Winter Olympics, and she was fascinated with the colossal excavator. She called it the monster that devours everything and spits it out. She made it the centerpiece of an entire wall of paintings that I'm looking at. The technique of using dark outlines to separate flat fields of color is called cloisonnism, as in cloisonné. Munter used it to simplify her shape so, for example, a large painting dominating one wall in front of me of a man and three women rowing a boat has a two-dimensional quality that makes it look simple on the one hand and really powerfully engaging on the other, as if a moment in time between friends had been captured with a crystal-sharp emotional clarity. You can view videos and photos of Gabriela Munter's work at klcc.org/program/viz-city. And Viz City is co-produced by Terry Way and Sandy Brown Jensen.